Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and thank you for a couple of minutes on this Tuesday night, my friend.
Hey, great to be with you, and you have a nice holiday, too.
You got it.
Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it.
You're under center with me, Mark
Ballone. Got it!
AM800.
Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
We broadcast for the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse tonight on the campus of Mineral Area College, and thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday night, just a few days away from Thanksgiving, and we're hoping for a feast for the Mac Cardinals tonight. We will see, though. I think it's going to be an interesting one as Kevin Thurman joins me now. The Mineral Area Cardinals 7-0 on the season, looking for a perfect start to pre-Thanksgiving. Western Kentucky Community and Technical College used to be a junior college program, stopped the program, brought it back. It's just actually a club team, but they play a junior college schedule. And you know, you glance at the schedule, you do a little preliminary research, Kevin, early on, you say, well, it's going to be, you know, kind of one of those games, Carl Sandburg or North Lake, you know, one of those teams you kind of build your resume. But I don't know. These guys can kind of play a little bit, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, we were talking to Coach earlier, and it sounds like these guys have played a pretty good schedule so far. You know, one of those teams being John A. Logan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they took John A. Logan to overtime and lost, but they scored 114 points in that game. And so one of the things he's worried about is the amount of points that these guys are putting up and how fast they are.
Well, they're small for a college basketball. In fact, none of them are even close to as tall as you are. Now, I know you're a tall guy, but still, I mean, an entire roster. And they counteract that by trying to make the pace something that a lot of teams aren't used to. You talk about 114 against John A. Logan, a top 10 ranked ball club, but Kentucky Wesleyan, they score 152 points. They score 144 against Crowley's Ridge. Not great competition, but it demonstrates the type of pace this team wants to generate.
Yeah, so I would assume they're probably going to really up the pace by probably coming out to some kind of full court press, probably a 1-2-2, back to a zone of some kind. The interesting part is going to be, do we take advantage of that through either putting the ball at the rim and taking advantage with their height, or are we able to get off some threes against these guys? That'll be interesting to see how that works.
They've played 11 games already. They're 5-6, and as we said, a pretty good schedule for them. The John A. Logan Ball Club, probably their best game, but they've played Olney and Wabash, Volunteer State. So, you know, they play a JUCO schedule. They play some JVs as well, but they spend $0 on scholarship money. Every single player on this team pays their way through school, buys their own, you know, meals. They pay wherever they're living, and they just kind of want to play ball, and who knows, maybe be found and get a little exposure. So,
tell you what, it's amazing they're able to put together such a quality team that has been able to compete with some of the bigger junior colleges around. And these guys are playing now to hopefully to be seen, so they're giving it all they can so that in a year or two that they can get on a scholarship.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, one thing to consider, this is something that we've talked about a lot, Kevin. If you're a team that wants to generate that much pace for 40 minutes, well, the Cardinals have better depth than any team I've seen this year.
Yeah, you're right. And in fact, that last game, we saw a lot of whole line changes, subbing five for five. And so it'll be interesting to see also, will Coach Strege keep that philosophy going, or will he go ahead and just sub a few at a time, or if he's going to sub a whole five for five and let that unit play as a cohesive unit and then learn to play together that way, or how he's going to actually sub. But, yeah, that's a big advantage for Mineral Area College to be able to do that. And we don't know how deep this team is. It'll be interesting to see, too, because if they do run and gun like that, I'm sure they're going to have to sub pretty frequently as well.
I think so. So the Cardinals 7-0, and this Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. We'll call them the Stars. That's their mascot. They're 5-6 on the season. We'll hear from the coaches, Mike Chumbler, the Stars head man, and your Matt Cardinals head coach, Luke Strege, as we continue on your pregame show. We'll do that in 1 minute right here. The Talk of the Parklands, Super Talk 800, KREI.
Welcome back, stranger.
Thank you. I would love to catch up with the rest of the gang while I'm home.
Well, then join me on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm headed out to Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery for the big Thanksgiving Eve celebration.
You know, with all the family and friends coming into town, sounds like it's a great time to get together, celebrate, and catch up.
Absolutely. Medallion will be playing, the best food around, your favorite Twin Oaks wine or signature drink, and there's always a large selection of beers, including Twin Oaks' own unique craft beers and a full bar.
My favorite wine, good food, wineritas, craft beers, and a full bar, and all my favorite people. You know, I bet no matter what the weather outside, the weather at Twin Oaks Vineyard in the Glass House will be perfect.
Gather up some friends. The place to be this Thanksgiving Eve is Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery, just outside of Farmington on Highway F. It's just a click away online at TwinOaksVineyardAndWinery.com or on Facebook.
Now, Western Kentucky Tech coach. Now, coach, you guys are 5-6 on the year. I can't wait to see your team. Anybody who averages 105 points a game, how do you generate that much offense? What's your scheme? What do you like to do?
We really push the ball every chance we get. You know, we don't have much size, so we really have to push the ball every single chance we get. Try to play defense, but we give up a lot of points.
What's practice like then?
It's the way we play. A lot of fast break drills, a lot of 3-on-2, 2-on-1. We don't do anything complicated. We just try to keep it simple and try to be real good at what we do.
You go zone on defense usually?
Both. Tonight we'll probably go a little zone.
Okay. Do you try to generate that tempo through a press, or will you play more half court?
Well, tonight we'll probably play a little more half court. We usually do press a little bit. We may press some tonight. We'll just have to see what they've got. I know they're bigger than heck. I saw a couple guys up there. Oh, geez. Big guys. We'll zone. We won't press as much, but we still will press. We'll pick our spots. We'll trap here and there, too.
DJ Connolly, or DJ Washington, I beg your pardon,
right,
had 20 assists the other night. That's amazing to me. That means he's got other people that can score, I know, but he must be an amazing passer.
Well, he is, and he's as quick. You'll see. He's as quick as anybody you'll see. He's got a lot of interest from a lot of D1 schools right now. And he's a difference maker in the ball game. It's hard for us to take him off the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said that you know a little bit about Mac. What do you know about Mac, and what challenges will they present?
Well, the number what, 18 in the country now, 17? That's a big challenge for us. The size will be the big thing for us, I think. You know, the size is hard for us to overcome. We had a couple of big guys, and both of them are redshirting now. They're out with knee injuries, so we got to make do with what we got. You can't cry. You just got to go play.
Yep, keep on running. Keep on shooting. Right?
That's it. Hopefully, a lot of times the speed will. It'll help offset some size, but, you know, that much size, it's hard to overcome. You know, we're just happy to be here and going to try to compete.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Mike Chumbler joining us on pregame. We're back with more after this on KRAI.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Great to be joined by Luke Strege now on our pregame show. A great start for the Mineral Area College Cardinals at 7-0 on the year. And Coach, a lot to be happy about early on, but I know you're ever fine-tuning. What do you like? What do you want to see improve right now?
I think the way that we're attacking the rim right now is our strength. We're shooting it really well inside the arc, and our guys have kind of bought in and understand that that's the way this group needs to play, is we need to attack the rim every single night, not settle for jump shots. When they're there, we need to shoot them in, but we need to attack in the full court and in the half court, the rim. They've done a very good job of that so far.
I like what you told me the other day, because I learned something. Usually, you'll hear about teams going against a zone, and they'll say, well, you shoot from the outside against the zone. This team has zone busters. But you said the best way for your team to attack is from the inside out.
Yeah, so we have to, because that's who we are. Right now, we don't shoot the ball very well. So, you know, regardless of how they defend us, we've got to find a way to score inside. I thought Devin Thomas, Zach Cuthbertson, Mark Laros, Justin Story, they did a really good job. Tyler Cole as well, of interior passing, sharing the ball once we got to the middle of the zone or the baseline. They can really pass, and we got a lot of layups against that zone on Saturday, and now we're going to see a similar team that's going to zone us for a majority of the game that really gave us some good experience and some good film. But we've got to continue to attack the rim against this team. This is a smaller team. We've got to get to the rim. We've got to get second shots as well against this team. And then get out in transition, get some stops defensively, and get out and run before they can get set in that zone. And that way, for us, we can continue to attack the rim and not have to shoot too many jumpers.
You want to push the pace. I know they do. You talked about how they're a small team. They try to counteract that with pace. Here's a team that scored 152 points in a game, 144. They put up 114 against John Logan. A team that wants to go that tempo, do you do anything to try to counteract that, or do you say, hey, let's run it?
Well, like, we're just going to play our style, right? And it's going to be a battle of who can play, you know, who can force their will on the other team. You know, they score over 100 points almost every single game. It's tough to guard. You know, they just can score at so many different spots. And if you look up and down their lineup with the numbers that we found, almost everybody was averaging double figures for them. So, like, who do you guard? It's kind of like guarding us, right? You can't focus on one or two guys. You've got to just defend as a team. So we've got to continue to do what we do and defend. And the game is going to come down to, can we stay in front of their penetration? Because they are very small. They love to get to the rim. They love to play fast and transition. Can we guard them one-on-one when our man is defending their guy and he has the ball? Can we stay in front of them and force them into a contested jump shot so that we can get long rebounds and get out and run?
Have fun.
Thank you.
Luke Strege joining us on pregame. Back with more after this on KRAI.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
That is a few minutes away from tap time. Let's meet our starters. First of all, for the Stars of Western Kentucky Tech, Anthony Lee, a 6'2 sophomore. He's from St. Louis. He's putting in 21 points per game. DJ Washington, a 19-point guy, a 5'11 sophomore from Henderson, Kentucky. He had 20 assists the other day. That doesn't happen.
No, I don't see that happen. You don't see that in the NBA. No. No.
Evan Caden is a 6'5 freshman. He's their biggest guy. He's out of Paducah, 12.5 points for him. Jayshad Fleming, a 5'11 freshman from Morganfield, Kentucky, 11 points per contest. And then Devin Hart is a 19-point guy, a 6'3 freshman from Paducah. The Cardinals will have their usual starting five. And there's Zach Cuthbertson, a 6'7 sophomore with the dual ponytails. And his shoot-around, he didn't have him in. I was a little worried, but I'm glad to see he's got two ponytails going. Zach's a 6'7 sophomore from Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. Lamar Morgan, a 6'5 sophomore from Willingboro, New Jersey. Sean Roundtree, a 6-foot sophomore from Edwardsville, Illinois. Darius Thompson is a 6'2 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. And Devin Thomas, a 6'8 sophomore from Richmond, Indiana. National anthem upcoming, so we step aside for two more minutes and your tip-off coming up on KREI Farmington.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, including Hubs Pub in Bon Terre, for sponsoring MAC Athletics on KREI. Let's thank First State Community Bank in Farmington and Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale in St. Genevieve. Sat down with Mark Laros a little bit before we went on the air. I said, hey, you guys have anything like Thanksgiving in the Netherlands? He said, nope. But he goes, I'm a big fan of it. So well, why is that? And he goes, because... Gene Merrill Doss cooked Thanksgiving dinner for us last year, and it was terrific.
Yeah. If anybody's had Gene Merrill Doss's cooking, it is terrific. I've had it. It is terrific. She's one of the best cooks around, for sure.
So we've got a Netherlands convert Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so he'll be happy, and I'm sure the rest of the team will, too.
Yeah.
So, well, Mineral Area College averages 87.6 points a game. This team will get up and down on you. But Western Kentucky Tech averaging 105 on the season. I thought that the Cardinals were really sharp, Kevin, particularly defensively last game when they took care of Carl Sandburg. 78's good, but 32, only allowing 32 points. I would think that it would be hard for to limit a high school team to 32, and that's just tremendous defense.
That was one of the best defensive efforts I've seen in a long time for our Mineral Area team, so that was wonderful.
So the visitors from Western Kentucky Tech will have their, what do you call it, maybe powder? It's right between powder and royal blue.
Yeah, it's kind of a North Carolina Tar Heel blue kind of.
Yeah, they've got some yellow and darker blue stripes down the sides. They've got dark blue numbers and letters with a golden outline. The Mineral Area College card, I like Max uniforms. I think they're really sharp.
I do too.
White uniforms, they've got some stripes and dots down the side, red and black. They've got the black numbers and letters with the red outline, and then they've got the red and black stripes on the sleeves. Cuthbertson, Thomas, Thompson, Roundtree, and Morgan, the five on the floor for Mineral Area College. Thomas going to jump it up. Matt going to push it right to left as Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you. And that means Western Kentucky goes left to right. Jay Shot Fleming at 5'11 is going to jump it up. If he wins this tap, I'm going to be amazed. Ball in the air, and Mack wins it. Cuthbertson's got it, flips it up to Morgan. Morgan attacks from the left low block, missed it. Backside rebound down to Evan Caden, and we are underway. So Washington's got the ball. They do have two Washingtons, but DJ is the starter. And now a drive along that left baseline and a fade by Hart. Missed it. The rebound and the stick back, though, is up and in by Jay Sean Fleming. And he went over the shot blocker, Thomas, to get that done.
Yeah, he had like a little pump fake in midair and then went right by him. Nice shot.
Pretty good stuff. It's a 2-3 zone by the Stars here. A lob down underneath. That's Thomas going to work, and he's fouled on his way in. And I think that we are seeing on the very first possession in terms of what the MO was going to be for this MAC team, attack the teeth of this thing.
Yeah, I wondered if they would settle for threes or attack the rim. And obviously, right off the tip, and then that possession right there, both of them went straight to the rim. So I think that's going to, like you said, I think that's the MO.
A big size advantage for MAC, the 6'8 Thomas, he is big, but the guy just plays so big.
Yes, he does. And if he's going to attack the rim, I would bet he's going to draw quite a few fouls on his way to the rim.
Devin averaging 13 points per game, second on the team, a 69% foul shooter. He sinks them both, and now a turnover as Roundtree intercepts it. He's going to split a double team on his way up the floor, pulls up at that left wing. He's outside of the arc, ball slapped at him, he regains, and ahead of the circle, it's Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Thomas over on the left side. Here's Roundtree now. Roundtree pushes it over to Thomas. Now to the right corner. There's Morgan. A set shot three. Missed it. Backside rebound. Cuthbertson slashing down left side. Roundtree. He has the ball blocked on his shot. It touches him and goes out of bounds. And Western Kentucky Tech has it back.
Well, yeah, those three-point shots are going to be there. And that was a good shot for Lamar. And we actually got the offensive rebound, which is something we think we're going to get quite a few of today, too.
Yeah, we should do that. Good rebounders, and Cuthbertson leads the team at 8 per, Thomas at 6.3. Here's an attack in the middle of the lane. Nifty move that time by DJ Washington, but he just leaves the three-footer short off the lip of the iron. Nice duck in, though, by him there. It's a 2-3 zone by West Kentucky Tech. They're going to try to pack it back to mitigate the size differential. There's Roundtree with the three. Rattled that one in and out. Mack 2 and the Stars 2. Near double dribble, no call right there. Ball squirts loose along the right side. Caden can't save it in.
Yeah, you can tell they're really pushing the ball. In fact, they kind of went a little too quick there and kind of mishandled that ball out of bounds.
Nice scouting, I think, by coach and his staff, because you can already see the transition defense. Mack, I think, flowing back, doing a nice job there.
Yep.
And now the entry pass to Thomas.
Oh.
And what a great look by Darius Thompson. And Devin Thomas with his hands on his head, he couldn't believe he missed
yeah.
it, but he won't yeah, go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that was a point-blank shot. He should have put that in. He just barely missed that. He did get fouled, but he knew that should have been an and-one.
I think there's maybe something to the fact that he's a lefty, too. I mean, you're used to probably the majority of guys kind of turning one way and guarding one shoulder. And
yeah.
The fact that you're a lefty is just a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chad. I mean, that is true. It's a totally different than guarding, 80-90% of the people you're guarding.
Thomas sinks them both. He's 4-for-4. I think he's going to be a great player as a Sycamore, Indiana
yep.
State next year. Looking forward to that. But looking forward to the rest of the season, first of all. Now, along that right baseline, jumper won't go. Thomas has the rebound. Clears to Cuthbertson. And the Stars do a nice job getting back as well. Cuthbertson finds Morgan. Back cut looking for Thompson. Not there. Cuthbertson lobs it underneath Thomas. Quips a pass over the left wing. Thompson for three. Missed it long. Battle for the board. Thomas wins it. And Thompson has it now. Working back outside. And Luke Strege calls out play number 13. Let's see what this one's about. Roundtree, left wing. Over to the left wing, Morgan now. Lob to the high post down underneath, and there's Cuthbertson going to work. Just uses the superior size and muscled it through for the hoop.
Yeah, he had a 6'2 guy, Anthony Lee, on him right there and just kind of muscled right by him.
If that's a 6'7 guy, it's going to be a hard one to score, but Cuthbertson did a nice job. One hit across over by Lee, gets deep in the paint, missed the shot. Cuthbertson taps it back out, and the Stars have it back. They'll get another try at it here. A 6-2 lead for Mack. Scoop down underneath now. Thomas gets big and blocks the shot of Fleming, and he did it with his feet on the floor.
Good defensive positioning, standing there straight up with his hands straight up, and he tried to go right through him, and he blocked the shot.
A bullet pass, and it's Morgan just missing the connection with Thomas right there. Thomas leading the team with 23 blocks on the air, averaging 3.3 blocks per game. Pretty nice number for him. Outside of the arc in that right corner, here's a drive by DJ Washington. Whips a pass over to that left corner, and the three-pointer rattles home by Devin Hart. 19 points a game for Devin Hart on the season. He's a 48% shooter outside of the arc. Can you believe a guy like that
that's
is
impressive.
Going to a place where he doesn't get a scholarship?
Yeah, that's impressive. You would have thought of school when I picked him up.
6-5 lead for Mack by just a point. Left wing Thompson over to the right wing. Here's Roundtree, looks for the drive. Back to Thompson on the left wing. Thompson outside of the arc to Thomas. Roundtree attacks, double clutches, fires it up. Can't finish the play, but he will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, the Cardinals have had some pretty good looks at threes in this game. They just haven't put them down. I think once they get in rhythm and those shots start dropping, it'll be a lot easier because right now they're really packing it in down low, kind of giving them that outside shot a little bit.
Makes everything easier, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Yeah, when you start hitting some threes, and then all of a sudden that inside opens up a little bit more, too.
Second foul on Jashad Fleming at the free throw line. Roundtree, he pops through the first. And the first sub by Western Kentucky Tech. Here comes Antoine Calhoun, a freshman out of Henderson, Kentucky. He averages 13 a game off the bench. Roundtree back to the stripe. It's just a two-point advantage for Mack right now. 7-5 at the 16-19 mark of the first half, and Tree hits them both. 8-5 lead for Mack. 1-2-2, Full court press. Cuthbertson at the head of this thing. Bullet pass through the middle. Lee's got it. Attacks the middle now. Now they whip it along the outside. Pump fake DJ Washington. Head of the circle to Caden. Now to the right side. Anthony Lee attacks. Pushes it with the left hand over to the left corner. DJ Washington. Drives by Cuthbertson. Slams into a man. Pops it out to the other side. Hart for three. Missed it. Battle for the board. Won by Lee. Can't follow it up. Cuthbertson taps it over to Thompson. Thompson on the floor. And he curls a pass intended for Roundtree, but intercepted by Western Kentucky Tech. They come down the floor. Washington hits his trailer now. Mid-post, left-side jumper, and Calhoun connects. 8-7 lead for Mack.
Side three.
These guys can kind of play now.
Yeah, they can. And they're really pushing the tempo, and Mack's got to be careful playing in that tempo a little bit.
Down to the left corner, wide open three. That's by Morgan, and a terrific screen set by Cuthbertson, but Morgan missed it. Lamar shooting 38% outside of the arc on the year. Cuthbertson goes and tries to intercept the pass. He can do that out front, but he doesn't get it this time. Now they work it back out. DJ Washington takes a look at Roundtree in front of him. One-handed crossover now. Drives left to the lane, pulls up, whips the pass over to the right corner. Lee for three, misses it long, didn't hit anything. And the backside rebound, Thompson's got it up the floor. Here's Roundtree attacking down to the left corner. Another open three for Lamar Morgan. Doesn't want it this time, working back out to Tree. 14:47 remaining in the first half. Only an 8-7 advantage for Matt Cuthbertson for three.
There you go.
Hey, cut the cords. Zach. He is 4-for-13, but he is 2 of his last 5.
Yeah. Hit
the side-spinning three by Big Zach. He's got 5 points, and the margin is 4 for Mineral Area College. And a ball that's batted out from behind. Morgan's running the 3-on-2 up here, and Roundtree just turned it over, maybe tripped and scooped it. Hit yeah. Caden right in the midsection. Caden down the floor, curls it to Lee. Down to the left corner they go now, and they work the entry pass to the high post here, and that's to Calhoun. Calhoun top of the key, DJ Washington, a fade from 17 feet. Man, that's a pretty jumper.
Washington.
And he connects. He's got his first two, and we've got a two-point game. 11-9 the score. 13:55 remaining in the first half. Cuthbertson skip pass, Morgan down to the left corner, Roundtree, three, missed it. Backside rebound, Lee has it. Boy, Mack really cold outside of the arc.
Yeah, it? Besides that Cuthbertson shot, they're really cold.
Hey, here's your line change
yep,
coming up.
Yep.
And you were wondering if they were going to do the five over the board, skating onto the floor, and that's how they'll start their first exchange anyway, with just about 7 minutes in. Mack going to run the half-court set right here. Skip pass over to the right side, Thompson, deep three, and I mean 25 feet, and he missed it. So 1-for-6 outside of the arc to start. Devin Hart up the floor. Bounces it for DJ Washington. Pulls up from 17 and rattled it home. He's got a mid-range game now. And we're tied at 11. 11-11. 13 minutes left, first half. Thomas, head of the circle. Morgan tries the triple. Misses that one. And a long rebound taken by Anthony Lee. Lee comes up the floor, wiggles it over to Caden. Caden, left side jumper. He hits the three. Evan Caden connects. And it's a 14-12 deficit for Mineral Area College. 12:46 remaining in the first half. And Luke Strege wants to talk it over. We'll let him do so and take a minute timeout ourselves. We're back after this on Super Talk 800.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes the throat roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Well, the visitors from Paducah to Western Kentucky Community and Technical College, but it's not a college team, it's just a club team. And they've come in the first 7 minutes and they've outplayed Mack 14-11, a timeout by Luke Strege. and a five-man substitution as Amar Miller comes on the floor, along with Justin Story. Tyler Cole Ross is in the ball game. You've got Jabril Diallo and Mark Laros, so a fresh five for Mineral Area College. Matt going to drive it now. Jabril drives the baseline and wraps it around. That's a nice start for a fresh five.
Yeah, we'll take that.
That's you. 14-13. Coach Strege is almost always in full teaching mode, but there was almost a tiny little bark to his voice as they came off the floor that time. And Amar Miller takes the charge. Nice job by little Amar Miller.
Tell you what, we're going to need that because a lot of their offense is to really penetrate the middle and then kick out for those threes. And if we can make them pay for penetrating the middle like that by taking those charges, that'll be huge for Mineral Area.
Here comes the sub now for the Stars. His name is Isaiah Armstrong, spelled I-Z-A-I-J-A-H. Isaiah.
Yep.
There you go. That was a second foul on Anthony Lee, by the way. Right wing, Story's got it to the left wing. It's Tyler Cole Ross. TKR down to the left corner. That's to Diallo. Back to the right side. Story nearly lost it. Back cut. Miller can't find him. Back to the head of the circle. TKR for three. Yeah! He rattled it home. Yeah. You knew somebody was going to hit.
Yeah. I think that brings us up to 2 for 8 so far shooting. So.
All right. Rising.
Yeah, it's rising.
16-14. Mac back out front. A modest 5-0 run. Mineral Area College, 11:44 remaining first half. Washington goes through the legs, gets by Diallo, but Miller's there. Miller nearly knifed it away. Loose ball taken back by the Stars. And another loose ball down to that left baseline. And here's another fine-looking jumper by DJ Washington. And he's got a good-looking shot.
Yeah, he does. But I tell you what, Amar Miller was all over the place on that defensive. He made two deflections. And
Tyler Cole Ross tries the triple again, misses this one, and Diallo slapped it out. Nice little infusion of energy, though, by the second team.
Yeah, I kind of like this method of the line change method.
16-16. We're all tied up after the jumper the last time down by DJ Washington. Washington drives right of the lane. Should be another charge.
Yeah.
And indeed it is. And guess who's there to
take
it?
There it is, Amar Miller. Tell you what, he's a nice find. You know, he played for Chris Carr up in Minnesota for high school. And Chris Carr, of course, from Arcadia Valley, played here, was a high school sensation, went on to the NBA, played several years in the NBA, so appreciate Chris Carson and him our way.
You bet. Was regarded as the best point guard in Minnesota by some services. 2-3 zone that's been played the entire time by Western Kentucky Tech so far. Story's got it, enters Laros. Laros spins it high to Story, and now they go to TKR back on the left wing. Pump fake, drives.
So it was a double dribble. Yep. Got it. I didn't see it. I don't know.
I didn't, but, yeah, I just can't remember if he dribbled.
I
didn't think he did, but he must have. Okay. So, 16-16. Western Kentucky Tech with the basketball here. It's Armstrong, guarded by Tyler Cole Ross. Tyler looking him right in the eyes. Armstrong driving it, goes to the left hand. That's a nifty runner. And Armstrong puts it down and puts the Stars on top by two. 18-16. A 2-3 zone being applied here. Head of the circle, it's Diallo. Diallo puts it in the left hand. Gets to the middle of the lane. He can't power it in, though. A little bit too strong that time, and Calhoun rips down the rebound. Calhoun plays it off to Armstrong. Calhoun's the trailer, pulls it up. A nice job by Laros to get out on him over to the right wing. It's Hart, Devin Hart. They're going to switch out on him. Devin trying to drive it on Laros. Down to the right corner, they go to Calhoun. Pump fake, then a swish. He put it right over the top of TKR.
These guys can shoot the ball, that's for sure.
They can. A 20-16 lead for the visitors from Western Kentucky Tech. Diallo nearly turned it over by waiting inside. Now it's Laros. He drives and kicks to the right corner. A three-pointer away by Tyler Cole Ross. Misses that one long. And Western Kentucky Tech is on the run. Transition three. Hart missed it short. Laros with a rebound. Now here comes Diallo. Diallo has a 3-on-2. Left side Miller. Along the baseline. Didn't want the shot as the defense closed out. They'll reset in the half court now. Tyler Cole Ross slashing through. Place to Laros, who puts it in. Nifty pass by Tyler Cole Ross, averaging almost 3 assists a game.
Yeah, that was a great pass to find Laros there right under the basket for the easy deuce.
That might be a ball, too, that maybe first or second game Mark might fumble with. Nice hands by Laros, catching the bullet pass.
Yep.
Hart crosses over on Diallo. Jabril stays in front. They play it down to that left corner now. And now they'll back it on out. That did-eye shooter, DJ Washington, the right wing, Caden. 20-18. Western Kentucky Tech leading Mineral Area College. Back cut on the right wing. Armstrong, three-pointer, won't go. Rising high for the rebound is Story. 8:45 remaining in the first half. Story's on the run. Goes coast to coast. Off the window. Lays it in with the left hand. Good work by Justin.
Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot of Justin Story as far as offensive, but, boy, that was a nice play right there.
Yeah, averages 2 points a game. He's going to come, though. Yep. He's going to come. He's going to be a sensational player next year, I think.
Oh, I agree. I mean.
Not to discount this year. I think he'll be good this year.
Right.
Foul on Miller. Here comes a sub. It's J.L. Yates, a 6'5 freshman. Yeah, we're just six a game, does J.L. West Kentucky Tech with the basketball right of the lane along that baseline. Caden to put it in play. A covered up three that's short by Armstrong. Tyler Colross grabbed it, tried to dribble out of the pack, and lost it. He was surrounded by blue shirts. And now here's a three. Bam! Antoine Calhoun pumped it through. Man, I'll tell you what, you play for this team, you don't have anything to lose. These guys play fearless.
I think the green light is in effect on that team.
I think you're right.
If you've got it, you've got the green light.
And it's a bright green. Yeah. It's either Cole Ross down to Laros. Laros double-teamed, and he can't let those dudes steal it, but he travels with it.
Yeah, he had the ball way above his head, and those guys are, like, jumping up trying to get it. He's so much taller. But while he's doing it, he's kind of walking around, moving his feet a little bit, so he gets called for the travel.
Sure does. Starters back in, Roundtree, Thompson, Thomas, Morgan, and Cuthbertson. And with 7:55 remaining in the first half, Western Kentucky Tech with the lead. Western Kentucky Tech looking at this full court pressure. Oh, Roundtree had a beat on it. Didn't steal it, though. Shut down his attempt. And now DJ Washington has it outside of the arc. Morgan guarding him. DJ drives it to the right wing. He's outside of the arc. Thomas switches out to play on him. Three-pointer by Yates that won't go, and the rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Mac basketball. Thompson will get it into Roundtree. Mineral Area College undefeated this year, 7-0. Western Kentucky Tech 5-6 on the year. Already played 11 games. They've been busy. Over to the right wing. Now they play the Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson down underneath to the slashing Thomas along that baseline. That's that tandem that
was
so
just
used
getting
to
ready
seeing.
To say, how many times have we seen that those two guys get each other? Look, Cuthbertson hits it out of bounds, and it's going to the Stars are going to retain possession.
Great hustle play by Zach at the head of that full court press. They say he's going to fit UNC Wilmington to a T. 7:05 remaining in the first half. 23-22. Western Kentucky Tech on top. And the blue shirts have the basketball. Cuthbertson
did it
slams
again.
This one out of bounds. If we're charting deflections, he's in the lead.
Yeah, he's all over the place right now. There was no timeout
or anything. And Zach Cuthbertson is saying, hey, I think that's a 10-second call. The officials are going to get together on this thing. And as they talk about it, we'd like to thank Patterson Well Drilling of Cadet, Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston, and Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of St. Genevieve for sponsoring our coverage of Mac basketball. Cuthbertson, pretty heady ball player. And now they do finally break that pressure, does Western Kentucky Tech, and they get it in the forecourt. It's an open three around the right corner. Calhoun, though, fakes it. Now they'll spin it across to Caden. Caden gets it down underneath now. Calhoun grabs the rebound. Great hustle by Calhoun. He drives it, now bounces it to the left corner. Here's a drive by Yates. Curls it up and in on the hook shot.
Wow.
And he's fouled. Whistle going against Thomas. Yates has put Western Kentucky Tech up by three, and he's at the free throw line looking for more.
I'll tell you what, folks, if you didn't come to tonight's game because you thought it would be a cakewalk or whatever for the Mineral program, this is a good team we're playing tonight. You're missing out on some good basketball right here.
And Yates completes the three-point play, and Western Kentucky Tech leads by four. 26-22, 6:40 remaining in the first half. Cuthbertson to Thomas. He goes from the baseline to the mid post as Thomas slashed down in there. Boy, they're doing it every way they can. Last time, it was Cuthbertson in the mid post, Thomas slashing from the baseline. This time, they flip it as Cuthbertson's at the baseline, and Thomas slashes from the mid post. Nice looks.
Yeah, love to watch those guys play together. I'm sure that's why he has them in that same line there, so those guys, they work so well together. It'd be easy to split them up because they're really two of your better interior post players. So I think you might put one on one line and one on the other, but then you're breaking up that chemistry that they have.
Thomas goes one for two. He's got 7 points.
Listen to us. We're talking about the lineup Nuggets hockey lines again. But that's the way it's worked for in the last few games. Mac goes to the zone right here, Kevin. And Luke Strege said one of the keys would be able to keep the guys in front on the drives. And Coach Strege obviously not completely happy with that. Now it's the drive, the draw, and the dish. And Yates gets free for a shot down underneath. And 28-23, the Stars lead the Cardinals. Left baseline, Cuthbertson chisels his way inside, missed it. Tap Trey Thomas, got it. Good work on the boards by Devin.
Now we need a stop on the defensive end here. Let's see if we can get a stop right here.
Well, we sure do. Washington plays catch out front with Armstrong. Washington gets by one defender, curls and hooks the pass back outside to the left wing. Wow. Armstrong, monster three on the outside. Wouldn't go. Thomas has the rebound. Plays to Lamar Morgan. Lamar nearly has it stolen. Now he does. Washington picked him clean. Now flips it to a trailer, and the left side layup goes down for Isaiah Armstrong. This Washington kid, he's been the best player on the floor during stretches.
I'll tell you what, he's all over the place. And he tapped that away from Lamar and then made a great pass because Lamar was ready to block a shot, but made a great pass. And you got to credit the trailer for coming in and being ready for the trailing shot.
You betcha. Lamar Morgan, open three, launches again. Finally got one to go down. Lamar hits a triple. We've got a two-point game, 30-28. That's going to be there for Mineral Area College.
Yep.
And now there's a back cut by Washington and a beautiful pass that time by Caden, but Washington missed it. Cuthbertson's on the run. He's got a three-on-three. Roundtree now down along that right baseline. They'll work it back out front, back to the left wing. And Lamar again for three, missed it. Backside rebound, Caden. That was for the lead. Up the floor, DJ Washington attacks. Drives along that left side of the lane. They'll spin it back around on the outside. Caden pump fake, slashes inside to the right corner and out of the right wing. Washington drives it, pulls up, free throw line jumper, rattled it in and out. One of the few times we've seen that guy miss. Cuthbertson pulls the rebound down. Cuthbertson going to go coast to coast, off the window. Count that, baby. He's got seven.
That's great when your interior post player can take the ball coast to coast like that. He does a good job leading the break many times.
He does. And we're tied at 30. Right corner, a three-pointer. Calhoun rattled it home. Well, he's got two threes, two twos. Give him 10.
Yeah, he's on fire.
And 33-30. This Western Kentucky Tech team has not blinked. Left wing, Lamar Morgan. A couple of subs getting ready to come in. Miller and Diallo. Left elbow pass. Now back over to Morgan. Morgan going to slash inside. He charged. Ran right over.
Yeah, and he's down. I'm just hoping he's not hurt. He's down and kind of holding his wrist. I guess he's getting up. He looks like he's going to be all right.
Just a little bit slow getting up.
Well, now we're not having the complete line change now. He looks like he's just subbing.
Try to find a lineup that really clicks, I guess.
Yeah, bringing Cole Ross, Miller, and Jabril.
And the two bigs stay.
Yep. Yeah.
Talking about Cuthbertson and Thomas. So 33-30. Miller does a nice job staying in front of Washington, but Washington then on the secondary drive, and Miller catches back up and slaps it off of Washington and out of bounds.
Great.
That's quick on quick there.
Yeah, that was great defensive pressure there by Amar Miller.
Coach Chumbler said you won't find a guy quicker than DJ Washington. Might have one.
Yeah.
It's a good contest.
Yeah.
So here's Jabril at the head of the circle. The bouncer to Cuthbertson down to the left corner. That's TKR back to Zach. Zach drives in the lane, holds it high. Oh, got the shot and the foul. Cuthbertson has nine and going to the line.
He found that seam and went in and kind of did in midair again, adjusted his shot as he got fouled and then was able to finish the basket.
Now he's going to try to tie it up at 33. And there's Zach putting it right through. Nothing but nylon for Cuthbertson.
Yeah.
A 74% shooter on the season. We're all knotted at 33. Remember, this is a team that played top 10. John A. Logan, 118-114 in overtime. John A. Logan got the better of them. And now a three that almost goes down again for Calhoun. Spins back out. Cuthbertson leads the break. Attacks the rack.
Yeah, and another one.
The shot. And he's fouled. It's the Zach attack. End to end.
Yeah, the Zach attack. I like it. Tell you what, man, he is so good at running the floor and got that pass and then, you know, made a nifty little dribble and cut and right to the basket and got fouled for another one.
Boy, he gets to that three-point arc, Kevin, too, on the break, and he takes those monster steps.
Long
where it's like
strides,
two steps to the goal as he rises up. Cuthbertson just had a three-point play. He's going to try to back it up with another three-point play, and he does it. Zach was six straight. He has been tough in this first half. 13 first-half points for Cuthbertson.
Yep.
The Cheetos are on fire tonight,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, Zach Attack. I like it.
36-33. And Mack with a modest 6-0 push here. 3 minutes remaining, first half. Full court pressure by Mineral Area College. Here's Brandon Washington in the ballgame for the first time to DJ Washington. Not related. One's from Paducah, one's from Henderson. Over to DJ on the right side. I'll use first names now to Brandon. Brandon on that left wing, back to DJ, head of the circle. DJ driving it now, pulls up, middle of the lane, kicks the left corner, three-pointer away, missed it. Thomas has the rebound, outlet. Miller's out in front of everybody, tries to track it down, and puts it up and in. The assist from TKR. And Miller's got his first two.
Nice. Miller going in there really fast, and as he made it, he ended up on his backside, but, boy, he made the shot.
38-33, Mack leads, 2:20 remaining in this first half. And an attempted drive down the middle of the lane, Diallo clipped him on the way by. It's the first one for Jabril. Only the fourth team foul for Mack in this first half.
That's pretty good. You know, they have been driving in, but their whole idea there is to drive in and then kick it right back out.
Here's a ball that gets loose now, and the loose ball is taken back by Western Kentucky Tech, and there's Devin Hart with Cuthbertson closing out on him, and Devin still hits the shot. 3-point game, 38-35. TKR's got it. Skip pass, right side. Miller, wide open three. Missed it short. He flies in, though, to grab his own rebound, and Antoine Calhoun is going to be called for the foul. I'm not saying it wasn't a foul, but Amar Miller is flying. And Calhoun is a heavily muscled young guy. As soon as Miller hit him, he just went helicopter mode.
Yes, he did. Yeah, so now it's two possessions in a row. Miller's ended up on his backside.
Amar to the free throw line. Amar is 4-for-9 at the stripe on the year, 44%. That's been a head scratcher for me, and now he's 4-for-10. As he missed the front end of the 1-on-1 there, a scrap for the ball. And who's in the middle of it? Zach Cuthbertson. One of my favorite basketball college programs. Actually, if you look at their stats, they track floor burns. I love that stat. And I'm trying to think. I bet Cuthbertson, if he doesn't lead the team, would be right near the top in floor burns for this
team. Yeah, he zeroes in on that ball, and he goes after it no matter where it's at.
38-35, Mack by three, 1:50 remaining in the first half. Washington shovel the feet, no call. Brandon over to DJ. Both Washingtons. Brandon's got it, head of the circle. To the left wing, he plays to Hart. Hart is outside of the arc. Here's a drive by Brandon. Brandon over to DJ. Back to Brandon. They play catch quickly out there. Brandon for three. Missed it. Battle for the rebound. Out of bounds. Who's got it? Ooh, they're going to give it to the blue shirts here. All right.
Okay.
Mack went man-to-man through the first 15 minutes. They shifted to the 2-3 zone over the last few minutes here. And now here's a bouncer to the left corner as Yates has it. Yates scoots right back, gives it off to Washington. Brandon tries the three, missed it. And TKR has the rebound up before Miller. Miller dribbling, scoops it underneath Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson plays it to Thomas. The shot won't go down, but there's a foul. Great triangle passing that time. It was the drive by Miller, and then the pump down to the left low block to Cuthbertson, who goes to the right low block quickly to Thomas.
Yeah, that's great ball movement right there for the Mineral Area Cardinals there, as, like you said, as they Miller made a great pass, and then Cuthbertson kind of got behind the goal, so he zipped it right back into Thomas, who got fouled.
20 assists per game for this team. I like that number.
Yeah.
Thomas, I thought he was going to miss it. It literally hit the front of the rim, and I don't know how, but it rolled over the top.
Yeah, it just kind of stuck there, and it was like it could go either way, and it decided to go ahead and fall in.
So he pops that one through, and Devin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for 7 on the night. 7 for 8. Nice job by Devin Thomas. The percentage going up, and he's got 11. And Mack leads now by 5, 40-35. They trailed by 5 earlier. They were down 30-25. And here's a jumper from the right corner. Wouldn't go. Miller the outlet quickly, but they can't get him the ball quickly enough. TKR comes up the floor. Tyler Cole Ross drives it, fires it. Cuthbertson finishes it. Zach's got 15. 15 of his team's 42, and Mack with their largest lead now, 42-35. Mineral Area College trailed it 30-25, so they're on a 17-5 push before the three rattles home by Brandon Washington.
Yeah, deep three, too. That was about a 26-27-footer.
Nice shot, half a minute to go, 4-point game, 42-38. Mineral Area by 4. West Kentucky Tech in the 2-3 zone. Looks like Coach wants to take it down.
Hey, Jabril, come get it, Jabril.
toward the end of the first half. Jabril has it between the circles. 10 on the shot clock, 13 on the game clock. Jabril keeps the dribble alive, pushes to Miller right wing. Miller drives now, kicks to the right corner. Tyler Cole Ross going to drive it here, kicks it back outside and turn it over. 3 seconds left, first half.
Yeah, Coach Strege's not too happy with that. He was hoping to get that shot, and some reason they didn't shoot it, pass it off. I don't know if they realized the shot clock was going down. Probably looking at the play clock, which had three more seconds. But so now 3 seconds left on the clock.
Nice move here, I think, as Leros comes in for Thomas. You get that big 6'10 frame in there to rim protect for last possession.
Yeah, and less chance for Thomas to get a foul, too.
Here's DJ Washington, double clutches. That looked like the North Carolina kid last year in the title game, didn't it?
Yeah.
Except he missed it. Yeah. Thank goodness. And we've come to the half. 42-38. Mineral Area College by four. I'm telling you, Kevin, they're in a battle in this one.
Oh, yeah, I think so. You know, and in Mineral Area, if some of those three-pointers would have gone down, it looks like they were 3 for 12. Looks what I have them for in the first half. You know, a few more of those go down, and it's maybe a little bit more of a different game. Instead of about four, maybe they're up you know, 9, 10, 11 points.
Stretch it out, you know. And I'll tell you what, there's some of these Western Kentucky kids that are marksmen. This Calhoun guy, you take a look at his body type, and you don't think sniper, but he's got 10. I really, really like the game of DJ Washington.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, those guys just did not miss in there either. A lot of shots that you thought you took a quick shot or a little off balance, but, man, they were able to make them.
It's a fun team. 42-38. We'll have a fun 20 minutes coming up next. And who knows, maybe more. We'll see. All right, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then at the half, we're going to run a Dream Team recap for you. The Dream Team selection show was last night on J98, and we're going to run a Dream Team recap for you coming up next, and you can listen to that and see and listen and find out who all the Dream Teamers are on the fall 2016 Dream Team. We'll do that on our halftime show in 2 minutes right here on KREI. 42-38 Mac at the half.
Welcome back, stranger.
Thank you. I would love to catch up with the rest of the gang while I'm home.
Well, then join me on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm headed out to Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery for the big Thanksgiving Eve celebration.
You know, with all the family and friends coming into town, sounds like it's a great time to get together, celebrate, and catch up.
Absolutely. Medallion will be playing, the best food around, your favorite Twin Oaks wine or signature drink, and there's always a large selection of beers, including Twin Oaks' own unique craft beers and a full bar.
My favorite wine, good food, wineritas, craft beers, and a full bar, and all my favorite people. You know, I bet no matter what the weather outside, the weather at Twin Oaks Vineyard in the Glass House will be perfect.
Gather up some friends. The place to be this Thanksgiving Eve is Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery, just outside of Farmington on Highway F. It's just a click away online at TwinOaksVineyardAndWinery.com or on Facebook.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Regional Radio Fall Sports Dream Team 2016 Recap.
Boy Soccer.
Bryce Sansagraw. Farmington Knights.
Tommy Struckman.
Nick Parker.
North County Raiders.
Austin Hota. Perryville Pirates.
Ryan Verhorst. Seckman Jaguars.
Cross Country.
Lily Uding. Festus Tigers.
Claire Message. Northwest Lions.
Olivia Green.
Sarah Moore.
St. Genevieve Dragons.
Allie Gibbs. Steelville Cardinals.
Ryan Parson. Farmington Knights.
Max McDaniel, Festus Tigers.
Nathaniel Ogden.
Ben Nagger.
Skylar Ogden.
St. Genevieve Dragons. Volleyball.
Brianna Landrum, Arcadia Valley Tigers.
Riley Henson, Bismarck Indians.
Ainsley Finch.
Kasia Kaiser.
Farmington Knights.
Madison Reynolds, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Carly Nicholson, Jenna Otech.
St. Pius Lancers.
Lainey Bowman,
Taylor Siebert.
Valley Catholic Warriors.
Katie Duncan, Windsor Owls.
Football.
Tristan Campbell.
Luke Mannion,
Central Rebels.
Caleb Kai.
Zach Smith.
DeSoto Dragons.
Gavin Duncan, Farmington Knights.
Elijah Richardson.
Tyler Sexton,
Festus Tiger.
Matthew Williams, Fredericktown Blackcats.
Tony Pistone, Fox Warrior.
Michael Keller.
Jacob McNeese,
Hillsboro Hawks.
Andrew Graves.
Shane Clennon.
Dakota Jakubak.
Jefferson Blue Jays.
Ethan Rowland,
Potosi Trojans.
Luke Brewster, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Riley Rain, St. Vincent Indians.
Cole Keeley.
Mason Skaggs.
Cole Wood.
Brendan Meyer.
Valley Catholic Warriors.
Brandon Fouts.
Windsor Owls.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
At the half here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, 42-38, just a 4-point advantage for Mineral Area over the Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. And we've got a jam-packed halftime here. First of all, we had a whole bunch of young aspiring cheerleaders. And what have we got here, Kevin?
Now we've got the Bucket Brigade, I think from St. Joe Bucket Brigade, I believe it is. So
Renee Kurtz leading the Bucket Brigade out there.
Yeah, right.
Each one has a pail that they're sitting on, a pail that they're drumming on. And they all, I kind of like those drumsticks. I want to get some of those drumsticks.
Yeah, those lighted drumsticks. I tell you what, it's really neat. I mean, it's not your typical halftime entertainment, is it? But it's really neat.
No, in fact, I want to count up 3, 6, 9, probably 25, 30 kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Out there drumming away. And as you mentioned, you were kind of noticing as we – took a break for half. Pretty nice crowd tonight.
Yeah, it was a great crowd, and we appreciate the parents that came to the game. And you know what? Good night to come. They've got to see a good basketball game.
Yeah, very good game. 42-38 is the score, and Mac had one nice run in that first half. Mineral Area was trailing by 5 with 5:19 to go in the first half, 30-25. And then put together a 17-5 push.
Yeah, and a big part of that was the Zach attack run that he did in there. You know, he had a couple of 3-point plays right in a row, and then that was a big part of that the big push for us.
Zach, in fact, it was consecutive 3-point plays by Zach Cuthbertson, who just played a tremendous first half. And let's go ahead and go through the scoring for you now. As Cuthbertson leads all scorers, Zach averages 15 a game to lead the team. He's got 15 in the first half. We have not yet seen a Mineral Area Cardinal player score 20 points this year.
That's a little bit odd, yeah.
Lamar Morgan scored 19, which is the high point, but I kind of have a feeling that Zach's on the way.
I think so.
So Cuthbertson was 15.
Tell you what, you know, considering this team has been averaging so many points, hold them to 38.5 really is, to be honest, it's not a bad defensive effort. Even though we've talked about those, you know, they're good shooting and they've had some good shots, still overall a pretty good defensive effort on the Cardinals side.
Not bad. I mean, this really is a very good offensive team, and they get up the floor so fast, and they do it in unison.
Yes.
So 15 for Cuthbertson. Lamar Morgan has three. Tyler Cole Ross, finally, he's the one that kind of got the lid lifted off the three-point bucket as he's got three. Mark Claros with two. Jabril Diallo has a pair. Devin Thomas, once again, another very solid first half with 11. Amar Miller with two. Sean Roundtree has two. And Justin Story also with two. In fact, in the first half of play, all but one player has scored in this game, and that's Darius Thompson. Darius is a good offensive player, but we haven't seen his best this year.
I agree.
He hasn't got that offense completely locked in yet.
Yeah, once he gets it figured out, he's a good three-point shooter, too, and he'll start hitting some big threes for us as
Darius, 22% on the year from three, 5 for 23, only 38% from the field, and maybe a head-scratcher, under 50% from the free-throw line. But a long season ahead, and I mean, he fits right in with the rest of this bunch. They can all play. I think we're going to see some good play from him coming up. All right, so for Western Kentucky Community and Technical College, they're the Stars, and the Stars are led in scoring in the first half by Antoine Calhoun. He came off the bench to put in 10. DJ Wright scored 6, 5 for J.L. Yates. Evan Caden has 3, Rana Washington with 3, Isaiah Armstrong has 4, Jayshod Fleming with 2, and Devin Hart has 5. At the break, it's Mac, but not by much, 42-38. We've got your second half coming up after this 2-minute timeout right here on Super Talk 800.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throwed roll! Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
We're open.
What's open?
Flig's Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute, I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledington.
Okay, so officially the St. Paul Beats Band. So, St. Paul School, Renee Kurtz leading the halftime, ran a little long. Both teams actually were out on the floor. They got to actually enjoy a little bit of the halftime show as well.
It's pretty neat halftime show. Not only did they beat the buckets, then they got some basketballs out, and they bounced them in a rhythm to the song. It was pretty neat.
It was pretty good. And they shut all the lights off because they had the glowing drumsticks. As well. You can have a glowing drumstick for Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to eat a drumstick, but I don't think it's going to be an actual drumstick.
Yeah, that would be a warning there. Let's thank a few of our sponsors now. We'd like to thank Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve, Mineral Area College here in Park Hills, Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, and also New Era Bank of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball. This MAC team is... they're not going to be able to eat a whole lot over Thanksgiving because they're going to be busy. They're going to have some work to do. They don't play on Thanksgiving, but the Thanksgiving Classic goes Friday and Saturday, and then Mac turns right around and heads out on the road the following Monday. So it's going to be a busy stretch over this next week. On Friday, the Mac men playing against Northeast Nebraska. Then on Saturday, a game against Fort Scott, and then it'll be a road contest at Southeast Illinois after that. So Mineral Area College has three games after Thanksgiving through Monday. So it'll be very, very busy. That road game on Monday is going to be on J98 because we'll have a Mizzou game that night on AM800 KREI. So, all right, we took you through the scoring, and we've got your second half coming up. Your second half first possession in 2 minutes as Mineral Area College leads the visitors from Western Kentucky Tech, 42-38. We're back to the Bob after this.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? New Era Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Mac will have the basketball when we come back, and, well, we are back. They're just breaking the huddle now, 42-38. Mineral Area College leads by four, but these visitors from Western Kentucky Tech have been impressive. They led by five with 5 minutes left in the first half. Mac goes on a 17-5 push to go up by seven, and then they lead by four starting the second half. So the starters for the second half, the same as the starters in the game, Cuthbertson, Thomas, Morgan, Roundtree, and Thompson. The five on the floor for Mac. It's the 2-3 zone for Western Kentucky Tech. Cuthbertson comes up to set the screen. Roundtree comes off of it, pitches it to the left corner. Morgan over the right wing. Thompson back to the top. It's Zach. Now Morgan's got it. Left corner, Thompson, or Roundtree tries the three, missed it short. Kevin, what are we looking at for three-point buckets right now?
Yeah, 3 for 13 so far in the game.
Yeah, Mineral Area shooting 32% for the year, and below that tonight against this 2-3 zone. Western Kentucky Tech with the basketball. Lee looking for a drive. Cuthbertson cuts him off, so Lee steps back, fires it up, missed it. Thomas has the rebound, outlet, Roundtree. Roundtree with the left hand now, pulls it up at that left wing, finds Morgan. Morgan a bouncer to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson lobs it to Thomas right in front of the rim. Thompson spun it all the way around and it popped back out. I almost don't know how that didn't go down. Wow, and the rebound. Western Kentucky Tech is on the run. They'll push it to the left corner now. Hart drives it in, and Thomas blocks the shot on the wraparound. And then Hart touched it last, and it went out of bounds.
Yeah, he was really trying to buy it that it went off of, I think, Thomas there, but it rolled off his arm. So
I've got that as Thomas's third block of the game. He averages 3.3 on the year, and now he's got 26 for the season. Cuthbertson over on the right wing. They'll spin it around to the left corner now. Roundtree bounces to Cuthbertson, and Zach finger rolls it in. He's got 17 points, and Mack leads it now by 6, 44 to 38.
Doing a nice job when they penetrate. Instead of kicking out to the three, they're looking in the post players inside and doing a nice job.
Now here's a nifty back cut and a nifty wraparound by Jay Shod Fleming. Goes up on the left side, pops around on the right.
Yeah, high off the glass for the Deuce.
Pretty good stuff. You were talking about how effective Mack has been on the penetration. And Kevin, they've been, I think, particularly effective when they drive the baseline and they actually work low-high.
Yeah.
And you traditionally think of that high-low. They get to the middle to Zach, out to Thompson, missed the three. And the rebound is down to Lee. Lee pushes it up the floor to the left corner. Washington drives it. DJ sends it back outside. Caden out of the circle. Lee tries the triple, missed it. And there's Thomas for the rebound once again. The outlet to Cuthbertson. So Cuthbertson going to bring it across the timeline here. Pushes it to the right wing, Roundtree. Roundtree backs it on out. Sean, 40% outside of the arc on the season. Right wing pass, Thompson down to the right low block. That's Cuthbertson. Pump fake, slips through, bounced it off for two. And that was a little bit of a Thomas move. You know, Cuthbertson usually, he's like kind of a one-cut guy. Thomas is usually that technician that shows you all the moves, and Cuthbertson showed us something there, a little bluff and a little up and under there.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen the combination of them go to each other, and he faked to Thomas, and then everybody kind of bit on that fake, and then he just went right up to the basket.
It's almost like when you've got the tennis ball and you're playing with your dog, and you fake the throw, and your dog runs away.
Yep.
That's what that one was right there. 46-40, back by six, 17.5 remaining in this second half of play. The high post wide open. Cuthbertson comes up to set a screen on Roundtree. Roundtree drives around it, pushes it right wing, and now drive by Darius Thompson. And strong play that time. Darius finishes with the offhand left hand and bounced it off the window. Tremendous body control right there by Darius.
Yeah, first he passed up the open shot, which I thought, well, maybe he's losing confidence. But then he took the ball right in and made a nice, strong play to the basket, going in up with his left and kiss it off the glass.
I learned a word from my wife a few years ago.
Yep.
Proprioception. That's knowing where your body is in space.
Okay.
Nice proprioception.
Yes, that was a very nice proprioception.
By Darius Thompson right there. Let's thank a few sponsors now. Crown Collision in Farmington, Utico Bank, Potosi Deloge in Irondale, Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve, and Brad Wooden Auto Body of Ironton. Let's get some more proprioception going. 17-10 on the second half clock, and Mack leads by 8th, the largest lead for Mineral Area College. The largest lead before that had been 7 points. So, three-quarter court trapping. Thompson at the head of this one this time. And Western Kentucky Tech coming up the floor. Ball in the hands of DJ Washington to the right wing. Anthony Lee right back to DJ. DJ slashes through, pushes it back outside to Lee. Over to the right wing. Three-pointer by Hart. Missed it short. And rising up for the rebound is Thomas. Thomas up the floor. Here's Roundtree. Roundtree on the right wing to the right corner. That's Morgan with it. Lamar back out to Sean. Roundtree left side. Thompson is the lid off the bucket.
Yes.
It is. All right, Darius. That's five straight from Darius Thompson, and it's the first double-digit margin of the game. 51-40, Mack on top. 16.5 remaining. Little drive by Lee. Left-handed push off on Thompson. No call. Now he's going to try it again, and Thomas goes up to reject the shot. Loose ball. Good save back in that time, and Caden knocked it off the knees of Cuthbertson and back out of bounds. Morgan out. Tyler Cole Ross in. Fourth block of the game for Thomas. Thomas has got to have more than five rebounds, too. He's putting together a nice stat line.
Yeah, tell you what, that duo of Thomas and Cuthbertson doing a great job down low.
All right, going to give you a tentative unofficial stat line for Thomas. 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks, and the foul Well, and two fouls. Yes. That was on him.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, there you go. We're getting toward that season.
Yeah, we are.
DJ Washington goes to the line. DJ averages 19 a game. He had 6 in the first half. It felt like he had even more because he was so effective. He dumps that one in, and he's got 7. Made it a 10-point game, 51-41. Mac on top by 10. DJ back to the line. Rattled it in and out. TKR goes up for the rebound. Hands it off to a Tree. Here comes Sean Roundtree against the 2-3 zone. There's Thompson with the basketball. 5 straight for Thompson, by the way. And he's got it in that right corner. Can he make it 8 straight? You know he can.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. Darius Thompson, 8 straight. And Mineral Area College on the rail by 13. 54-41. 15:50 remaining in the second half.
Well, I tell you what, once those, you know, I felt really once we started hitting a few of those threes that we could really kind of take off a little bit, and that's what's happened here so far.
It's nice to see Darius get going.
Yeah,
too, particularly that's him.
Yeah, exactly.
8 points for Darius. 8 points for Darius and 8 straight points for Darius. It's a personal 8-0 run for Thompson, and well, Fleming answers now as he stops the bleeding as he pumps a bucket in from 14 straight out. 54-43. But 8 straight for Darius Thompson. A nice run by DT right there. He lobs it to Thomas. Thomas whips it to Cuthbertson. He's in the middle of the lane. Cuthbertson puts the shoulder down, removes the man as Lee goes down, and Zach scores it again. And Blackjack, he becomes our first 20-point guy of the year.
There you go. And that, what a strong move that was. Boy, he just moved Anthony Lee out of the way for that basket.
Here's a crossover drive by Washington. Thomas got way upstairs, but Washington with a teardrop floater just got it over the top.
Yeah, that was a nice shot.
That was. Washington with 9 points and 56-45, Mac by 11 here. TKR on the left wing now. Looks for the skip, not available. Drives it, now skips it. Here's Thompson once again. And his three-pointer rattled in and out this time. Cuthbertson cleans it up. He's got 23 points. Zach Cuthbertson, 58-45, Mac by 13. A spin in the lane. That's a playground move by Evan Caden.
Yep, that's a good way to put it, a playground move. He just kind of spun that ball as he was spinning, then spun the ball up on the rim, and it somehow went in.
It's a good playground move, too. Out of the circle, this is Roundtree. Sean drives it. Oh, thought he got hammered
going
in.
Yeah, he did get hammered.
But no call, and up the floor we go. It's DJ Washington. DJ through the legs. Turned it over. Roundtree rips him off. Roundtree heading back up the floor now. Bounces at Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson flies to the hole and does it again. 25 for Zach Cuthbertson. 60-47. Mineral Area by 13 points. I think we're starting to see the depth get to this ball club.
Yeah, I think so. And our fresh legs, yeah, the depth of, and that Mac has here.
Now Fleming's got ahead of the circle over to the right wing. DJ once again a step back three. They say he walked. And Mark Laros checking in. 60-47, Mineral Area by 13 points. Thomas checks out. Here comes Diallo and Morgan, and Strege kind of mixing and matching now. Let's see, 5 and 5, 25, 5 and 5. Does he have 20? Yes, so many combinations. He's trying to work through it. Yeah. Not enough time. Laros underneath now. Nifty feed. That's TKR again. Mark Laros gets the bucket. Points number 3 and 4, and the margin is swelled to 15 points, 62-47. Out of the circle, Lee. Lee slashes all the way through. He laid it up right in front of Laros, who was trying to swoop in and block it. And Lee gets his first bucket of the game. 13:20 remaining in the second half. Diallo, right wing. Thompson, open three, didn't want it. Says, let's try for more. And now here's Tyler Cole Ross. Backs up to 15 feet at the free throw line. Missed it. Laros keeps it high and finishes the play. I mean, they really have no answer if Mark gets rebounding position in there.
No, I was going to say, they get position with the height that they have. Now they're starting to take advantage of some of that height right there.
A 15-point advantage. Thompson trying to muscle his man. He got away with the first foul, but not the second. First one on Darius Thompson. He comes out. Amar Miller comes in. 64-49 matches the largest lead of the game for Mac, and just under 13 to play in our second half. Far sideline, Anthony Lee going to put it in play for Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. Laros comes out to D up Calhoun. Does a nice job staying in front. Nearly picked by Diallo. Back cut. That's DJ. Oh, he missed the runner down the right side. Nice try. Here comes TKR. Tyler Cole Ross pumps it down to the right corner. Amar Miller drives it. No look, shuffle underneath. Leros dropped it but got it back and scored it again. And Amar Miller with a pretty no look.
Did we talk about the Cuthbertson to Thomas connection? Now we also have the Miller-Leros connection.
We do. And the lead now is 17 by Mineral Area College. Here's a good drive down that left baseline. This one rattles in and out for Yates. Max got it back. Tyler Cole Ross drives it. Looks down to the right corner. Doesn't want it there. Finally does so. Miller drives it again. Gets to the middle. Weaves it over to Diallo for three. No, that was Morgan, I beg your pardon. He misses that one, but the rebound is tapped out, and it's off of the blue shirts, and Mac has it back. 12:05 remaining in the second half. And a nice stretch by Mineral Area College. Their best push of the game here over the last few minutes. The lob is into Morgan on the right wing, extended. Diallo comes back around to grab a hold over to the left wing. TKR drives it, leaves it, and Leros missed it and then tried to tip it back in and then slammed it on the hardwood.
That's
probably
funny.
Lucky he didn't get teched up there. But let me describe this. He goes up for the dunk, pulled the rim down, then held onto the rim with his left hand and reached up with his right hand while still holding onto the rim and tried to tap it back in.
That is something you do a lot of. Talking about playground, that's definitely a playground move because as he's hanging on the rim, you know, he gets his own rebound hanging on the rim and tries to put it back in again. But, yeah, you can't do that.
It's really kind of a comical play. Yeah. That's why you were laughing.
Right.
Mark's got to dunk that now. Come on. All right, so 66-49, lead is 17. Mack overplaying everything. Miller swipes it. TKR has got it on the run. It's a 4-on-2. Tyler Cole Ross flies to the goal, but he misses the layup. And Anthony Lee heads it back the other way. DJ attacks baseline to baseline, out of control, and threw it away. Mack will have it back.
I'll tell you what, in the last possession, what a great pickoff it was by Amar Miller. As he's running out of bounds, he just, you know, he's going into the seats and just throws that back to the Mineral Area player heading down the floor.
He's the Flash, man.
Yeah, the Flash.
11:24 remaining in the second half, 66-49. Mineral Area by 17 points. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes a throwed roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds, well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
66-49, Mineral Area leading the visitors from Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. Mack looking to go to 8-0 on the year. The Stars have played 2-3 zone exclusively tonight. Diallo head of the circle to the right wing. Quick touch pass down underneath the TKR. They spin it around left wing. Three-point bomb, Lamar Morgan. Bang, bang, his second three, and the lead swells to 20. Quickly down the other way, though. Caden attacks, looks for the left side layup, and he's fouled by Leros.
Yeah, Leros was coming at him, and he was gonna really block his shot. The problem is that the offensive player went right into his chest, and as he knocked him down to the ground.
The second half, 27-11, Mineral Area College. 11:03 remaining in the second half, 69-49. It's a team averaging 105 points a game. And you kind of mentioned it at the half, Kevin. You said, you know, 38 points, it's really not a bad defensive effort, and it's probably gotten better.
Yeah, now only 49. It's only 11 in the second half. You know, in 9 minutes of play, that's pretty good.
So back to the line is Caden. He misses the first. He hits the second. And Evan Caden with a half a dozen. 69-50, Mineral Area College by 19. 11 minutes even now. At the head of the circle is Diallo. They go to the high post. Laro swings it to the right side. Miller rises up to grab it. Curls it back to Jabril. Jabril dancing through. Goes to the left hand. Missed it. Laro grabs the rebound. Stick back. He's fouled. Now, I think they found something with this unit here. You get it to Diallo at the head of the circle, and as soon as they get it to a wing to Miller, he immediately penetrates and starts to make things happen.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he makes a lot of things happen. Dribbling in, he can either look outside for Morgan for the three or just dish it off to the Mark Leros connection that we've seen.
Leros at the line, tickles the twine, and he's got 9. Now 3-for-5 from the stripe on the year. Mark back there. Missed this one, though. And 3-for-6. 70-50. Mack by 20. matching their largest lead of the game. There's Caden trying to drive it in from the left side, cut off by a good defensive play. Works it to Yates, gets it right back. Caden guarded out there by Morgan and charged right over the top of TKR, who set up shop.
Nice job, Tyler. I tell you what, he was just waiting for that as Evan drove in there and he took that easy charge.
Coach Strigge's told us at the end of last game his favorite play in basketball is when he has a player take a charge. Well, he's been a happy guy three times tonight. Miller's taken it twice. TKR's taken one. 2-3 zone. And then they go to the high post. Tyler Kohlross spins it down to the right corner. Three for Miller. Missed it. And high for the rebound goes DJ Washington. Washington looks like he comes out of a cannon now as he flows up the floor. And a left side attack that time by Anthony Lee. And he's going to go to the free throw line. Good work by Lee working his way to the stripe. Really created that contact there.
Yeah, and unfortunate for Devin Thomas. He's just standing there kind of under the basket, but just really just standing there. And he took the momentum of that hit, but still got called for the foul. He was inside the charge ring, but still, you know, that's a tough foul to get.
It is. It's a tough one to take, but aggressiveness rewarded.
Yes, right.
Lee misses the free throw. Lee actually leads this team at 21 points per game. He only has two tonight, though. He scored 36 against John A. Logan. And he rattles that one home. 70-51, lead is 19. We're halfway through the second half. 10 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second half clock. Morgan, head of the circle, Diallo. This is Miller now, crossover dribble. Tried to sneak one underneath to Taylor, or Thomas, couldn't find him. Bouncer stolen by Diallo. Poor pass. Max got people out in front. They'll go to Cuthbertson. Oh, he lost it! Oh. He tipped it, though, back to Miller, who scores it. There's only one guy who could have lost it with inches to go from the baseline and still saved it back in.
That's right. That was a heck of a save.
That's Zach. 9:48 remaining in the second half. 72-51, Mineral Area by 21 points. We're back in 1 minute on Supertalk 800.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
72-51, Mineral Area College by 21 over the visitors from Western Kentucky Tech. 9:48 remaining in the second half. Let's set the lineup. Thomas Cuthbertson, Morgan, Miller, and Diallo. The five on the floor for Mineral Area College right here. A good drive by DJ Washington. Split a double team. Misses the shot. Tap try Washington. No. Tap try Yates. No. Tap it back out. And Caden has it. So good work on the offensive glass that time. And now here's a steal by Miller. Miller in the backcourt. He's buzzing his way up the floor. He's got a 4-on-2. Right side. Morgan attacks the rack. Counts the shot. And he's headed to the free throw line.
There we go.
Lamar Morgan with 8. I think that the last 3 games, Kevin, I think we're seeing Amar Miller become a college basketball player.
I would agree with that. I mean, in the beginning we were saying, oh, you know what, he's fast, and he is fast. But now we've seen a fast basketball player, made some good moves. He had a good steal, and dishing out the assist like crazy here.
Everyone was headed down the floor, and Morgan said, hey, I got another shot here, man. The chance for a 3-point play for Lamar. He is 14 out of 15 from the free throw line this season. That's 93%. And it just went up. Splits the strings. Morgan at the line. Tickles the twine. He's got 9, and the lead is 24. 75-51. Mineral Area College. There's a turnover by Western Kentucky Tech.
Yeah, they're trying to up the pace, it looks like, a little bit. And, his player on his own, wasn't quite ready for that pass.
Diallo with the basketball. Morgan on that left wing calls for it. They'll go to the right side. Miller get to the middle. That's Cuthbert's and high-low look to Thomas. Tapped out. Blue shirts touch to last. And here comes a sub, Devin Hart, checking in for Antoine Calhoun. As we said, Western Kentucky Community and Technical College, no scholarships. It's actually a club team. And kind of seeing that. Oh, here's a lob to Cuthbertson on the inbound. He went up for the jam, but as he was flying through the air, he caught it, and it just came out of his hands as he came down hard on the rim. Ball, though, slipped through to Morgan, who went up for the follow, and then he's fouled on that attempt.
Yeah, if Cuthbertson would have got that pass, that would have been one heck of a dunk.
He was 11 and a half feet in the air.
Yes, he was.
Morgan to the free throw line. First free throw for him. He missed it.
I was just getting ready to say, if we're going to have anybody at the free throw line, glad it's Morgan.
Yeah, but, that's true.
But I still am glad it's Morgan because I'd still rather have him, even though he's had just had a miss.
15 for 17, still in the 90s.
We'll take that.
There you go. Yeah. Rattled the Nomies in double figures with 10. He becomes the third player in double figures for Mack. 9:06 remaining in that in the ball game. 76-25. And there's a drive left of the lane by Caden. Great job by Diallo to close out and shut off the baseline. Now we go over to the right wing, and it's Devin Hart. Devin Hart retreats, and Cuthbertson follows him the whole way. Zach staying in front of him on the drive. Bouncer on the left side. Now Caden missed it out of bounds, but I'm telling you right now, Zach Cuthbertson forced that turnover with his on-ball defense against Devin Hart.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That was a defensive pressure by Zach, forced that turnover.
76-51, 8:46. Remaining in the second half. Diallo swings to the left wing. Thompson back to Jabril, head of the circle. Jabril jab step, bluffs it, now drives it down to the right baseline, wings it back out to Morgan. Morgan curls it back over to the left side. This is Thompson, steps into a three-point shot, but left it short. Rebound, stick back. That's Cuthbertson. He may be on his way to a 30-point night. 27 points for Zach. And 78-51. Mineral Area College leads here. Down to the left corner, that's Devin Hart. Drive, stops, fires, missed it. And then DJ goes in for the rebound, and Thompson jumped right on top of him. I don't think he meant to, but he literally landed straight on the back like he was riding a bull back there.
Yeah, he jumped up. I think as he jumped way up because he thought it was going to be a pass, and all of a sudden, who was that? DJ Washington kind of dribbled underneath him, and he came down like
that was number three on number three arm right there.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Thomas checks out. And Leros checks in. Here comes Roundtree for Diallo. Boy, I mean, you see these Cardinals come in just with bounce in their step every time. And the Western Kentucky Tech guys, they're, you know, a little bit of sagging. I mean, that's a lot of action coming at you. Leros on the defensive on the drive by Hart. Hart plays to the left corner to Yates. Yates slashing in on Cuthbertson and finished with a left hand. Good, strong play from Yates.
Yeah.
7 points for Yates, 78-53. Mack on top. A lob to Leros. Leros in the right low block, double-teamed and fouled. And once again, it's Nats. Once again, all around, Leros.
Yep.
Tyler Cole Ross checks in for Morgan. Lamar's got 10. Tyler Cole Ross with 3, but I like Tyler's passing game in the game tonight. Leros toward the bucket. They get it to him, and he's got the easy layup, and Mark is in double figures with 11. Mark Leros, an 80-53. Mack on top. 7:35 remaining in the second half. Drive right of the lane, a little scoop underneath. Couldn't handle it. Tyler Cole Ross grabs it. He's out on the run. He's driving one on two. Euro step plus one. I think he took 5 steps, no call. He missed it, so I guess it evens out.
Right.
We're headed the other way. That's DJ Washington, crossover dribble to the right side. Caden from 26 feet missed it. Tyler Cole Ross rises up for the rebound. And he's trying to clear a little traffic in the backcourt. Now Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson on the right wing. TKR head of the circle. Tyler Cole Ross drives underneath. Leros pump fake. Rise up.
Oh,
he missed it again. Oh, he can't believe it either. That's an easy one for Mark.
Yep.
Mark's missed 2 of those tonight.
Yeah, 2 little easy put-ins.
He'd have 15 if he knocked both those in. Hey, that's a pretty good kick by Cuthbertson. I mean, it was actually a really nice kick, but problem is you can't do that. 6:50 remaining in the second half. 80-53 in the second half. It's all Mack. And we're back in 1 minute on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great. But knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important.
That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri. Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
6:50 remaining in the second half, 80-53. Kevin, after watching this Western Kentucky Tech team play, it's a club team, no scholarships. I kind of root for these guys to get picked up by a four-year, you know,
oh,
get
yeah.
a scholarship.
Yeah, there's definitely some definitely scholarship-worthy players on this team.
They lob it in. Western Kentucky Tech has the basketball to start the possession right here. It's a drive by Lee as he found a man inside. That was Yates. Yates fouled on his attempt to the basket. Something that you noticed, I think it was actually Evan that noticed it. Anthony Lee has a right arm that is visibly smaller than his left arm. It looks like a birth defect of some kind, and he's compromised on that side. This is a guy that leads the team in scoring. So, I mean, we're so impressed with this
yeah,
guy.
That's, yeah, we were talking about how impressive that is to be able to not only to do athletics and to excel the way he has with that. And, you know, he's a great basketball player. And to work with that, you know, is difficult to do.
TKR for three, missed it. Rebound taken down by Yates. He'd missed the front end of the one-on-one on the other end. So now we come back the other way. T.J. Washington drives it and now pushes it over to Lee. Lee through the legs once, twice. Cuthbertson closes out on him. Lee drives on Cuth and now swings it down to the right low block back out to DJ. DJ drives it through, one-handed push pass, right side, three by Hart. Missed it long. Long rebound, tracked down, and it was Washington that touched it last. Smack basketball, 6:05 remaining. 80-53. Mineral Area College has outscored the visitors from Kentucky Tech 38-15 in the second half. Cuthbertson grabs it at half court. He's just taller than the guys guarding him and holds it high. And now there's a drive by Thompson to the left corner. Cuthbertson, or beg your pardon, that was Leros now on that left wing. Leros dribbles it over to Cuthbertson and sets the screen. Cuth underneath, TKR looking for the wraparound shot, trying to chisel some room and does
wow.
so. Goes to the left hand.
Yeah, that was an impressive basket. He was kind of right underneath the basket and kind of came out from under and spun the ball in the ball in the basket.
And Tyler gets back in time to slap that one out of bounds on the defensive end. Justin Story checks in. Story will check in for Cuthbertson, who has a 27-point game going. And now here's Thomas in for Leros. 82-53, it's Mac by 29 points. Stars have the basketball. That's an inbound and a turnaround hook shot by J.L. Yates. Hooked it right in. I think there should be more hook shots. They're so hard to block. TKR to the right side, Story. Story dribbles it outside of the arc. Now head of the circle, Thompson. Thompson on the right wing. That's Roundtree with it. 5:16 remaining. A bouncer to Tyler Cole Ross down to the right side. Round for three. Oh, yeah, Sean Roundtree, his first field goal tonight. He's got five, and the margin now swells to 30, 85-55. It's been all Mac in the second half. Under five to go. Devin Hart dribbling it out along the perimeter. Roundtree hounding him down to the right corner. Quick trigger on the three, and Armstrong connects. He's got 7 points. 85-58, full court pressure on Thompson, and I believe he's fouled. Yep, pushed by Hart. The sixth team foul whistled against the Stars. Set the lineup, Tyler Cole Ross, Story, Thomas, Thompson, and Roundtree. The five on the floor for Mack. Roundtree in the backcourt fires it to TKR. Tyler Cole Ross, crossover dribble, gets down in the middle, and he threw a bullet right up into the grill of Devin Thomas. That was a hard one to catch.
Yes, yeah.
Tyler says, my bad.
Yeah, my bad.
85-58. Mac on top. 4:36 remaining in our ball game. We're back in a minute on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Blake's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ludington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ludington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ludington exit, Highway 67. Flig's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ludington.
Or online at Flig's.com.
Flig's Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Flig's Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Flig's Equipment. Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Jen and Highway 67 in Ludington.
Well, it was a very competitive game in the first half. In fact, it was a four-point game at the half, 42-38, but Mineral Area College has blasted its way out in front here in the second half, 85-58. Mineral Area College leading the visitors from Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. A near steal, and now Tyler Cole Ross goes up to challenge the driving shot by Devin Hart, but Cole Ross fouled him, the second one on Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler actually stole the ball away, and then on the spin move, he got it stolen back.
It was a steal followed by a quick pick by Hart with the quick hands, a 6'3 freshman out of Paducah. So he's to the free throw line, cuts the cords on the first attempt. He's got 60 averages, 19 a game. It's a team that averages 105.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, you know, and so if they make this, they're at 60. So
yeah,
so 60 points with 4:25 to go. Yeah, I'll take that.
You bet. Hart rattled it home. He made both free throws. The margin's 25, 85-60. Thompson in the backcourt. Darius throws it into the forecourt to Tyler Kolros. Darius calls for it back. He's got Roundtree running with him to his right side. Darius dribbles it on the left wing. Goes to Story, no look pass, Tyler Kolros, surrounded by blue shirts, and throws it to the right corner. Now Roundtree was jumping out of bounds and attempted to call a timeout while in midair. I think they changed the rule this year. I don't think you can do that anymore.
Well, that's why I heard the official. I just kind of heard him say, no, you can't call it in the air like that. So
Diallo in, Tyler Kolros out. Lots of high fives for him. 85-60. Mac on top, you've got Roundtree. Story. Hey, it's a 1-3-1. I think it's the first time we've seen the 1-3-1, isn't it?
Change it up here.
Diallo out there. And then you've got Thomas on the back end of the thing. An attempted drive by Armstrong. Turn back away. Swing it to the right side. Three by Lee. Missed it. Long rebound. And the ball picked by Armstrong. He'll back it out and try a triple. That one's missed. A long rebound. And Mac touched the last. 85-60.
Two, pack it in.
Mineral Area by 25, 3:42 remaining in the second half. And Western Kentucky will play it in from the right corner. Just a little handoff to Hart. Hart throws it back over to Lee. That'll be a double back.
Yep.
Laros checks in. And Mark going to come in for Thomas. And Miller going to check in for Thompson.
Well, I tell you what a great second half defensive effort for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. What was the halftime score?
38.
38.
So 22 in the second half for Western Kentucky Tech.
With about 3.5 to go here.
Diallo drives it, works back out to Miller, head of the circle. Miller scoops it to Story, back to Jabril. Oh, he had an open three-pointer. Laros' back was turned because he's looking for the rebound. Got to take that one, Jabril.
Yep.
Out of the left baseline. Hart rises up from 17, missed it. Laros goes up for the rebound, hands it off to Tree. Sean double-teamed in the backcourt, lobs it to midcourt. That's Diallo. Diallo now slashes in left hand, missed the shot, missed the runner. And the rebound taken down by Lee. Lee up the floor. D.J. Washington drives it through. What a move! D.J. Washington got his shoulder by the defender but had a bad angle, but reached around enough to put it off the window. 2:50 remaining in the second half. 85-62. Mack on top. Story head of the circle. Out to the yellow. Swing it to Roundtree. And Roundtree going to set it up at half court.
Yes, Marley. They're trying to trying to get the tempo going up. And Mack's been falling into that trap the last couple of possessions. And they finally got wise and kind of slowed it down here. And let's run some clock.
Now Diallo works to Roundtree. Roundtree double team. Finds Mark. And Mark turns around and fires a 16-footer. Missed it long. Anthony Lee has the backside rebound. Pushes it ahead to Washington. DJ walked with it.
Yep.
That's the same thing Tyler Cole Ross did. Yep. He already got away with it. A couple of subs here. Zach Moore checks in for the first time for the Stars, and Brandon Washington checks in as well. Zach Moore averages 13 a game, but this is his first game action tonight. 85-62. It's been all Mack in the second half. Roundtree backs it out again. Kevin told us earlier, Matt going to work a little clock here against this 2-3 zone. Miller dribbling it out near half court. Bounces it to Laros. Laros swings it to the right wing Story. He'll dribble back out high and throw a bouncer over to the left wing extended to Diallo. Now to Miller. Laros calls for it to the left corner. Story's got it. Five on the shot clock. Miller driving in, slashing through, rises up and missed it off the left side of the iron. 1:45 remaining. Crossover dribble by Hart at half court. Miller guarding him tightly right there. Miller just tidying the knot. Up ahead, Laros, the rising Dutchman, rises up and rocks the rim. Mark's got 13. Another steal. Roundtree up the floor. Roundtree left side. Story left the pass behind him. 87-62. Mineral Area College leads. And a drive down the floor and a layup up and in by J.L. Yates. Timeout by the Stars. 1:19 remaining in our game, 87-64, Mack by 23. And we're back on the other side of this one-minute pause on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
87-64, Mineral Area College leading the Western Kentucky Community and Technical College Stars by 23. 79 seconds left to play. Mack in the backcourt. They throw it in to Sean Roundtree. He drives it up the floor, goes to Laros, and Laros looking for the reverse layup. Couldn't hit the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line. The whistle goes on. DJ Washington. Nope. DJ raised his hand for it, but it'll go against Caden, his third. And Laros looking for a career high. He's got 13. And he's at the line for a pair.
Yeah, he's kind of struggled a little bit at the line, but he's really got a pretty good shot. So
he really does. He hits that one, and he's got 14 for the game. He was 3-for-6 on the season. He was 4-for-6 from three. And the next one rolls through. That way, Mark, he's got 15. That's a career high for Laros. 70 seconds left. 89-64. Mineral Area College going to improve to 8-0 on the season. They were challenged early in this one, though. If you take a look at the final score, you're not going to know how the first half went.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was it was a nail-biter there for a while.
It's a great depth for Mineral Area College, I think, getting to the Stars. 1 minute to go in our ball game. Diallo rips it off, pokes it the other way, and he's going to cruise in for the layup on the right side. Jabril Diallo turning the great defense into instant offense. Miller hounding. Now Washington tries the triple from the left side. Missed it. Story rises up with a rebound. Heads the other way. He wants to run it. 39 seconds left. And a bouncer to Story at midcourt. He plays catch with Miller. Ball stolen away by Caden on a nifty play. And Caden pushes it up ahead as Diallo deflects this one. Well, out of bounds, but first of all, it went off the knee of Lee. And Mack will have it back with 28 seconds left. And Luke Strahey says, let's dribble, let's not shoot. 91-64. Mineral Area eclipsing its season's average of 87 points. Miller in the backcourt. They'll bring it across that timeline. Mineral Area going to go ahead and dribble this one out. 18 seconds left. Ball in the hands of Roundtree. Roundtree guarded, backs up. Just wants to close this one out and improve to 8-0 on the year.
Well, we're just trying to dribble out, but they don't want us to dribble out. They're going to keep playing defense to the final buzzer here.
I like it.
Yeah.
91-64. Mineral Area College with a huge second half as they score 49 second half points and allow only 26 by the visitors from Western Kentucky Tech.
26 and a half for a team that scores over 100. That's, we'll take that.
Really nice effort. A 42-38 game at the break turns in to a blowout in favor of the Cardinals. They improved to 8-0 on the year. Your postgame show in 2 minutes, 91-64. Mac wins.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
All right, let's break down the scoring in this one as Mack wins at 91-64 over Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. The Stars get 11 points from J.L. Late, Yates, Antoine Calhoun has 10, 7 for Devon Hart, Evan Caden goes for 6, 11 for D.J. Washington, Jayshad Fleming has 6, 7 for Isaiah Armstrong, Brandon Washington with 3, and Anthony Lee also has 3. Mack gets scoring from everyone on the roster. They put 4 in double figures, 2 points for Story, Miller has 4, Roundtree with 5, Darius Thompson with 8 points, but those came with about a minute and a half. They were all bunched up. Devin Thomas has 11, Jabril Diallo with 4, Mark Laros has 15, Tyler Cole Ross has 5, Lamar Morgan with 10, and Zach Cuthbertson really breaks out. He scores 27 points tonight as Coach Strahey comes over to talk with us on the postgame show. And a nice win for Mac, 91-64. Coach, a 4-point game at the half, but you turned it into a game that you had a lot of breathing room in the second half. What did you feel like the differences were between the two halves?
Our defensive intensity was much better in the second half. We turned them over. We guarded the ball better in the second half and made it a our style of a game instead of just a manic, just boy, they can really penetrate and then are unselfish, and they spread you out with the five little guys, and they can really score. I told you they can really score it. So, you know, I just thought in the second half we just played our game. We made it our style of a basketball game. We attacked the rim. We shot a couple in, which really helped us. Just once we made one, Darius makes one early, and then we run something for him again. He makes one, and he kind of opened it up a little bit. Amar Miller had two charges that were huge. Tyler Cole takes a charge. So those things were very good, and those guys that second five, they're not even second five, but the second five guys that go in the game, I think really gave us a spark off the bench today, because I thought some guys early, not that they weren't ready to play, we just weren't playing our style, and they can really score, like we talked about. So I got to run here, okay?
Okay?
So Coach Peno's going to jump on here and finish this one. All right, he knows a lot about our next two teams in the tournament as well. I just want to say real quick before I got to go, because I got to get up there and meet with Coach real quick, that we do have our charity tournament coming up Friday and Saturday, okay? It's for Visions of Hope in Farmington. It's $5 for anybody that comes in, but every dollar, every cent that gets raised in a mission goes to Visions of Hope in Farmington, which is a really important charity to my family and this community, with myself having two autistic sons, and it's a big deal for me. So this is something that we came up with this summer, with some amazing people that both went to Mac here and Jessica as well. And listen, if you don't have $5 to get in, come see me. I'll give you $5 to get in, because it's a big deal for me that we raise some money for Farmington charity Visions of Hope. And then after that, come see some great basketball.
Got a good sponsor for it, too, I know.
Outstanding. So, Thank you.
Okay, Coach. And that's Friday and Saturday. Coach kind of alluded to it, Joe. Kind of got the three-point shots you wanted more in the second half. First half, 3-for-12 outside of the arc. Second half, 4-for-7 outside of the arc. Kevin had mentioned he thought maybe the second half threes maybe came more off of dribble penetration. Maybe the first half threes came more off a pass from the wing or the point.
Yeah. The first half we were kind of settling a lot, I thought, just coming down and jacking it up, and that's exactly what they wanted us to do. The second half, though, we were able to get the ball in the middle. I know Tyler did a great job. He had to add 10, 11 assists, just dishing out, getting in the middle, and then finding the open man. And those are better shots, rhythm shots, that we're much better at knocking down.
It was nice to see Darius Thompson get his offense rolling. And we know Darius can score, but he hasn't had that breakout game yet. And he bunched together 8 points, in fact, in a row. He scored all 8 of his points in a row, and that was during that big second half run.
Yeah, he's. It was good to see Darius knock down some shots. You know, he'd been struggling with the shot a little bit, but he's. I mean, it's not going to faze him.
No.
He's going to keep shooting. That's what shooters got to do. Shooters got to shoot, and that's the only way you're going to make shots, to keep shooting the ball.
The big game, though, goes to Zach Cuthbertson. You guys had not had a 20-point score in any game this year, and Zach goes for 27 tonight, and he just did it in a variety of ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at the makeup of their team. They're a little bit smaller. And Zach's, I mean, 6'7", really strong kid. He was able to get in the lane. Again, that goes back to getting the ball to Tyler in the middle. Tyler's able to find him. Getting the ball to Devin in the middle, finding Zach on the baseline. And then, obviously, you guys saw it, just the offensive rebounds and putbacks. And he missed that one. I know you wish you could have had that one back.
The fact that you guys were able to get Devin Thomas out of Lincoln Trail is great. The fact that you were able to get Zach Cuthbertson out of Lincoln Trail is great. But the fact that you were able to get both of them, the way they work together, I mean, getting both of them is better than getting each of them individually. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and your boy TKR also
there you go.
Came over with and getting Coach Briggs. Kind of a lot of people don't see that, but I mean, he's a guy on the outside kind of doing the little things that, you know, us assistant coaches have to do to help get the wins each day. And but yeah, getting all four of those guys was huge. And I mean, you see it in their chemistry. You can tell that they've been playing together. You can tell that you know, there's kind of something there. They know where each other's going to be. And I mean, fortunately, it's with us, not with Lincoln Trail.
There you go. Let's look ahead, Joe. Northeast Nebraska on Friday, Fort Scott on Saturday. What do we know?
Two good teams, two really good teams. I know Northeast Nebraska's, we've been kind of talking them up. They're probably going to be one of the better teams we see before Christmas break, and Fort Scott actually went to Kansas to go check them out. They're scrappy, I think a Division II JUCO, but you know, they put the ball in the basket. Both teams are able to put the ball in the basket. That's kind of what we've been seeing in the past couple games, is a couple teams who really, really know how to score. And so it's just going to keep testing our defense night in and night out.
Your parents came tonight. They saw a good one, right?
They did. They saw a good one. I'm glad. I was worried that they were going to jinx us. I was worried they were going to jinx us there.
That's
for
good.
A little bit. But no, we're good.
Thanks for joining us on Post
Game. I appreciate it.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you, Joe.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
You betcha. Joe Penno joining us on our post-game show. Luke Strege started us off, and Joe taking us through our opponents coming up over the holiday weekend. And as Coach Strege told us, the Visions of Hope fundraiser right there, Thanksgiving Classic, Northeast Nebraska and Fort Scott. But 8-0, and I think we both kind of wanted to see what would happen if Mac was challenged. We still want to see what happens if they're challenged late. But they were challenged for a half, and they responded very well.
No, I agree, and I think that's even after the last game, I heard some folks kind of looking at the schedule going, okay, when are we really going to be challenged? And didn't realize it was going to be possibly this game. And you look at the final score, you don't think, well, that wasn't a challenge. But really, yeah, it was a good team, and that was a pretty good challenge. And obviously, they rose up to the occasion.
So 8-0 before Thanksgiving. Kevin, I won't see you on Turkey Day, so have a great Thanksgiving,
well,
my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yeah. My thanks to Kevin Thurman joining us on the broadcast, providing our color commentary this season, and my thanks back at the studio as well to Christian Cooper, engineering and operating our game for us tonight. The Mineral Area College Cardinals moved to 8-0 on the season, 91-64 over the visitors from Western Kentucky Community and Technical College. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
Welcome back, stranger.
Thank you. I would love to catch up with the rest of the gang while I'm home.
Well, then join me on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm headed out to Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery for the big Thanksgiving Eve celebration.
You know, with all the family and friends coming into town, sounds like it's a great time to get together, celebrate, and catch up.
Absolutely. Medallion will be playing, the best food around, your favorite Twin Oaks wine or signature drink, and there's always a large selection of beers, including Twin Oaks' own unique craft beers and a full bar.
My favorite wine, good food, wineritas, craft beers, and a full bar, and all my favorite people. You know, I bet no matter what the weather outside, the weather at Twin Oaks Vineyard in the Glass House will be perfect.
Gather up some friends. The place to be this Thanksgiving Eve is Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery, just outside of Farmington on Highway F. It's just a click away online at twinoaksvineyardandwinery.com or on Facebook.